This is the brief on today's Conversational AI Watch. Welcome to our Wednesday Daily Edition, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. You know, AI is rapidly moving from generating simple text to taking autonomous actions in our workplaces and clinics. It's causing a massive shift in how we regulate tech and who's actually sticking around to build it. First, to comply with the EU AI Act that took force August 2nd, Anthropic is now applying an invisible watermark to every Claude reply worldwide. Think of it kind of like a digital fingerprint on a steering wheel. It proves a machine processed the text, but not who authored the ideas, and it can literally be intentionally washed out. Well, moving from text to action. Second, SpaceX AI just launched Grokbot. It's this always-on agent teammate that holds your live logins and makes judgment calls while you sleep. Meanwhile, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap resigned after 8 years, joining a massive executive exodus across major AI labs. It's super ironic, right? Elon Musk is selling an AI middle manager while actual executives run for the exits to escape institutional bloat. Finally, Google Research put their medical AI, AMI, on a simulated live video call. It reasoned to a diagnosis and rated favorably against 30 board-certified primary care physicians across 100 clinical scenarios with 15 patient actors. But if our current regulations are entirely built for text-based chatbots, what legally happens when the machine conducting your live medical exam has a face and a voice? So we're entering an era where AI operates as an invisible author, a credentialed coworker, and a virtual physician, all while its original architects move on to their next ventures. The technology is speeding up, and the rules are already struggling to keep pace.